July 1st, 1902. True victims must expose themselves to the pains of Jesus. Machinations against the Church and against the Pope. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, kneeling on an altar, together with two other people. In the meantime, Jesus Christ appeared over this altar, and he said, "True victims must have communication with my very life. They must avail themselves of my very self and expose themselves to my own pains." While saying this, he took a pyx in his hand and gave communion to all three of us. After this, behind the altar, there seemed to be a door which led into a street filled with people and jam-packed with demons, in such a way that one could not walk without being squeezed by them. And since it was full of thorns, extremely sharp, one could not make a movement without feeling one's own flesh being pricked deep inside. At any cost, I would have wanted to escape those diabolical furies, and I almost tried to do it, but someone, I don't know who, prevented me by saying to me, "Everything you see are machinations against the Church and against the Pope. They would want the Pope to get out of Rome by invading the Vatican and taking possession of it. And if you want to avoid these borders, men and demons will acquire strength and will make these thorns come out, which will prick the Church bitterly. But if you content yourself with suffering them, both the one and the other will remain weakened." On hearing this, I stopped. But who can say what I went through and suffered? I thought I would never again get out from the midst of those diabolical spirits. However, after staying there almost one whole night, the divine protection freed me.